Carly Schwartz is with us from North Reading High School. She is the Moynihan Lumber Female Athlete of the Month for the month of May. And Carly, congratulations to you. Great to be talking with you. And it's a great honor because it combines athletics and the classroom. So some reaction?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this award, and it's a great honor.
Well, you got a high ranking in your class. You're in the top 15, let's say, of your class. You're a three-sport player at North Reading High School, captain as well, and so you've got a lot of things going on. So right now, softball's still going on as we speak, correct?
Yes.
So tell us about the softball season, a little bit about that.
Well, I'm a little upset because it's my last season, but I really hope we go far in the tournament. Our game is tomorrow at 4 p.m. against Hamilton Wenham, and we just went undefeated in the KPN League Championship, so that's a really big accomplishment. I've never been undefeated in any of the years that I've played, so I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, that's rare, and I just might point out to everybody, we're recording this on June 2nd, just in case we do hold it until the official announcement comes out here. So it's possible this could come out after that. You never know. But Carly, so that's fantastic. But you were also on a very successful basketball team this year, and you've picked up some All-Star honors as well in your league.
Yeah, the basketball season, that was by far my favorite season. We haven't won the KPN League Championship since 1993, and I just had a blast with my last season playing basketball, and we just had a new coach also, and he, Bob Melillo, and he really brought together the team, and it was just an amazing season.
Yeah, well, actually, I talked to him at one point during the year, and we went over and we did a boys game over there, and what a great new high school you guys have over there in North Reading. Certainly a lot to celebrate there as graduating out of there as a senior this year.
Yeah, I'm so happy that I got 2 years out of the school. They're finishing the new softball field, and I'm a little disappointed I won't be able to use that, but I'm lucky to get the new school.
Yeah, it looks like you have enough credits. You're going to be moving on. And I'll get to that in just a second, but maybe just take me back. One other sport, you run cross country, right, in the fall?
Yes, I just started my junior year.
And so tell me about that, and what, you know, that's just completely different than the other two very classic team sports that you play, isn't it?
Yeah, well, my sports marketing coach, my sports marketing teacher is also the head cross country coach, and he knew that I played basketball and softball, and he just suggested to me, he's like, why don't you come out for cross country? It'll help you get into shape for basketball. And I was just like, okay, I'll go out because I'm a pretty competitive person, and I actually enjoy running. But I went out for cross country, and it turned into one of the best experiences, and I wish I did it my freshman and sophomore years too.
Well, I tell you, it sounds to me like you got a pretty sharp sports marketing teacher there at North Reading High School.
Yeah, Ryan Spinney's awesome.
Yeah, and so congratulations to him. Let's shift into the classroom because I understand, well, sciences are big for you because you're headed to Colby College, and there you're kind of going on the biology pre-med track. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell me about how you kind of got into that track. Family members involved with medicine, teachers at the school, whatever. What got you into that track, so to speak?
Well, definitely my family history in the medical field had a huge influence on me. My grandmother being a registered nurse, my uncle a radiologist, and my great-grandfather was a physician. But also in school, when I learned about science, I really got into it, and I really enjoyed learning about it because it's relevant to life, like learning about the human body and the organ systems. And that was the one subject that I really excelled in, and I couldn't imagine seeing myself doing anything other than science.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I want to close out, Carly, if I could, with maybe some of the extracurricular things you do other than sports at the high school. And you're vice president of the National Honor Society. student leadership in the mentoring program, secretary of the American Red Cross Club. Can you just give me a quick overview? What does the American Red Cross Club do?
The American Red Cross Club helps with the blood, with the local blood drive.
Yep.
And also we just do, we also do gift wrapping around Christmas time for soldiers overseas. So those are like two major events that we do.
Oh, fantastic. And the leadership, student leadership and mentoring program, any, you want to comment on that and also the National Honor Society?
Okay, so for the student leadership and mentoring program, I've been doing that since the end of my freshman year. And that is when upperclassmen or sophomores have freshman students that they mentor during the year. And the freshmen ask us questions about what classes to take, help with their homework, just anything in general. And I thought that was a really good program for me to be in, especially going into the medical field, because it's helping people. And also the National Honor Society, we did this program, or we helped this organization called Soul Hope, and we would cut out old genes for people in Africa with a disease that affects their feet. And with these old genes, we make shoes for them so they would have some shoes to walk in and not spread that disease or make their disease worse.
Wow.
The National Honor Society, it's if you have a GPA of like a 3.4, I believe, or above, and then you're just involved with the programs after that.
Wow, a lot of exciting stuff. Let me ask you one last question, Carly, and that is balancing all of this work, the extracurriculars, clearly you're getting a lot of homework, I'm sure, as well, with the courses that you're taking, and the athletics. Do you have any secrets to being able to balance this and manage your time?
I get that question a lot, but there's not really any secrets. I just kind of know I have to do something because, like, oh, I have softball practice at this time, but I also have a lot of homework, so, like, no procrastination, just get it done.
Well, you probably do. You have it all stacked up. If you had nothing to do, then you'd be really in trouble, I think, but that doesn't seem to be your case at all.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with myself when I have nothing to do.
Yeah. Well, Carly, anything else you want to share with us at all about either the Moynihan Award or anything else about North Reading High School, academics, athletics, and heading on out to Colby?
Well, I just want to say that I'm really thankful to get this award, and it's so surreal to be a senior, and I don't know if I'm ready for real life or college yet, but I can't wait to see what the future holds, and I'm excited for Colby College in the fall.
Well, let me say this. I think you have college, then you have real life, but it sounds to me like you've got a lot of work ahead of you in college, so best of luck to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yep. Carly Schwartz from North Reading High School, our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award winner for the month of May. And I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.